Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome to the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. I hope everyone had a blessed weekend, having a blessed day. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with us today. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you guys enjoyed. To the first time callers or everyone, if you have a question or a comment, the number is 657-383-1505, 657-383-1005, and press 1, and I will call out your last four numbers of your home phone, or whatever, to the one that's on the line. If you have a question, comment, just want to join in and get into the conversation with us, just press 1. And I will chime you in, and we ask that you state your name and where you're calling from. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Let's get that down to it. Before we get started, we go into prayer. Then we are starting something new, so we're going to do the scripture first, then we're going to go into prayer. Scriptures is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I'm going to read that again. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the strength to see another day. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. God, we thank you for who you are. what you have done in our life, what you have in store for us. God, we thank you for just being you. God, we know of someone right now, God, that's been pronounced dead. God, send your angels of protection, of comfort, of love, and support, God. We just honor you. We glorify you. God, we're even asking you to make this path straight for the ones who travel up and down the dangerous highways, the one that's homeless, the one that's unemployed. God, you know the one that's sick in their mind, the one that's on drugs, the one that's out there and don't have nowhere to turn to. God, we even ask you to touch the one that's straggling the fence, don't know whether they want to come to you or stay where they're at, God. But we're asking you that you would do something in this show and let the Holy Spirit have his way. God, we ask him to let the Holy Spirit have his way, that we can touch someone today. If it's not just one person, God, that we can touch that one person and they can see who you are, know who you are, trust in everything you do. But first, we have to deny ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chance Odom. It's the hottest block talk radio show for Barbershop. Again, welcome. I hope everyone had a good day. The day was pretty as usual. Just sit back and enjoy. Again, if you have any comments, want to tell your testimony, just say hey. Just press 1 to the ones on Facebook, Twitter, and all other social media. The number to call is 657-383-1505. Again, 657-383-1505. You can have the opportunity to sit in and chat with us live as well. Press 1, and I will call out your last 4 numbers. Last week, we talked about courtship. For the last couple, about a month or so now, we've been talking about courtship. But the first couple of months, we were talking about courtship with Jesus. And, man, I can tell you, it was an awesome show. All of them was awesome. Even got down to where I told my testimony. And the Holy Spirit took over. And as usual, we have a good time on the show. We like to have fun. We have church. We cry. The anointed comes through and just purely shows out. The Holy Spirit come in, give us some good teaching. And we just encourage you guys to invite someone. And we encourage you guys to interact with us. You know, because that's what, when we have a lot of interaction, it makes the conversation better. It goes deeper because we never know what someone's going through. And I've always stressed on this show to, you know, tell your testimony because we never know what someone is going through. And, you know, somebody could be having a bad day or, you know, they look like they just got a lot on their mind. You know, for us as Christians, you know, speak, say good morning, smile at them because we never know that smile or that good morning or that shaking that hand or just giving them a hug might give them the opportunity to talk and say what's on their mind. Or they will remember you when they need someone to talk to. So, like again, I encourage every one of you to reach out and tell your testimony. If the Holy Spirit had led someone to your heart for you to pray for, to contact, do that. There's a reason why the Holy Spirit placed that person on your mind and your heart for you to get in contact with them, for you to just say, hey, just tell them that you love. You know, it's a reason. Everything happened for a reason. Again, today, you know, we're going to talk about courtship part 2 because last week a young lady came on. She was talking about soul ties and unequal yoke. But we ran out of time or she disappeared. But Pastor Jay, if you hear me, press 1 because I want to introduce my pastor, my best friend, my road dog. I've been knowing this guy since elementary school. We grew up in the projects. We went to the same high school. He's just been a dear friend. You know, we talked about friendship as well. You know, how rare do people can have friends for 30 plus years and still be friends today, still kicking it? Since I've been knowing Pastor Jay, I don't think we ever got into an argument or either fought each other. And that's when you know that you got truth. We had some words, you know, but the words was out of love. I've been there for him. He's most definitely been there for me. You know, I've seen days where we just talk hours on the phone, talk about God, talk about life, everything. You know, and I encourage you, if you have someone like that as a friend, you know, stay true to them. Because they, you know, those are true friends who can tell you what needs to be told and not afraid to tell you. Then you have the ones who are going to sugarcoat it. I thank God for the friends that keep it real with me. And Pastor Jay is one of them guys who keep it real. He's a true man of God. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. He's always led by the Holy Spirit. And he has so much wisdom. And he cares about people, cares about their soul. And that's one thing. If you ever see him when he's talking to someone, he's always passionate about the Holy Spirit or passionate about Jesus. You can see it in his face when he's encouraging someone or he's ministering to someone. You can feel the love from him because I get it every day at work. So when I see him, you know, doing that, you know, speaking, letting the Holy Spirit use him, it's exciting because I get excited when the Holy Spirit uses me. And I know from this show here, we have touched a lot of people's hearts, a lot of people's souls. With that being said, 6317, I'm ready to bring to y'all my road dog, my pastor, my best friend, Pastor Jerome Pitt. Pastor Jay.
Hey. Yes, sir.
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? You still here?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. You know, me and you talked last week, you know, after you came on the show last week, Pastor Jay, look, one of his daughters celebrated her sweet 16th birthday. And he did drop in just to say hey, but when he came in, he was requested, they was hoping that he was here. And the lady was talking about unequally yoked and soul ties. And we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about courtship. You know, we encourage everybody to have a courtship with Jesus first. And once you have that relationship with him, he will teach you how to be in a relationship. And we all know when we do things our way, we tend to mess up. So, you know, I think last week Pastor Jay was about to go into it about the soul tie. We talked about it a little bit and talked about unequally yoked. So the question is, what is soul ties to you and what is unequally yoked to all the people that's listening? You know, we want you guys to interact with us, even what is your definition of courtship? Because everybody have a definition of courtship. And like I said last week, you know, a lot of people talking about dating. But I think people just overlook courtship. But dating is a form of courtship. So why should we date? It's just a form. But courtship leads into more. Again, a couple of questions. What is your definition on courtship? What is soul ties? And what does unequally yoked mean to you? You can press one to the ones who are already that's called in, to the ones on social media. The number again is 657-383-1505. And even if you have some encouraging words, this is the opportunity for you guys to interact with us. You know, because me and Pastor Jake, we can go deep into it. But like I said, we've been talking about we want people to interact. Let's get it, you know, see how you feel about the things that we talk about. Because we know how we feel. Because like I said, me and Pastor Jay, we talk every day. Now, the day don't go by that me and him don't talk. So, again, what is courtship? What is soul ties? What is unequally yoked? Pastor Jay, what are your definitions for those three?
Well, when it comes down to being unequally yoked, that's in the spirit. When you're not joined by the Spirit, you are equally yoked. And that's why, we go through situations with joining ourselves with people that we're not spiritually connected with, and that's why we go through certain things. And that's what the Bible means by being unequally yoked, in the spirit.
Mhm. What is your definition of soul ties?
Soul ties is when you connecting your soul against with somebody that you unequally yoked with, and it's a bad spirit that controls you and manipulates you. And it's very, very dangerous because it can take you through some changes mm-hmm. in your life, and you not knowing why you're going through situations that you're going through it because of soul ties. And them soul ties got to be broken in order for you to get away from it. You got to be set free from it, and you got to realize what it is. That's why you have a lot of women as well as me and going through abusive relationships, and especially a woman, she get abused, she try to leave, and soon as she hear the guy's voice, and first thing he do is say, I'm sorry, apologize, and I'm not going to do it again, and all these things, and then she end up going right back to him. But it takes for individuals to get sick and tired of being in a situation in order for them to come out of that and break that soul tie in order for them to get free.
Uh-huh. Because I looked up the definition as well for soul tie, too, and it's basically what he was just saying. It's a like and linkage in a soul realm between two people. And to link their souls together, which can be forth to be bring forth both beneficial results or negative results. Well, that's basically about what you were saying. I've experienced it, and I tell anyone, I've said it on the show several times. You know that you don't want to do that. You know, it's not good. You know, like Pastor said, and what I just read, it can bring negative results. It can really have you doing things that you're not normally accustomed to doing. But, you know, and it goes to where the equally yoked. You know, we have to be careful who we link up with. You know, it's just like back in the day, it's like the company you keep. You know, but we all done it. We hung around people that our parents told us not to hang around with, but we still done it, you know, because the parents see something different. We seen the whole thing. And, you know, we used to get mad when our parents tell us this and that, but then in the long run, it always come out that our parents were right. Sometimes the folks they were talking about hanging around with, they just didn't get to know them like we did when we was coming up. So, I mean, equally yoked can be spiritual and natural. You know, like I just said, our parents, we was coming up, I don't want you hanging around them because they look like trouble. But like I said, our parents didn't get to know them. They just seen or heard from what other people say, not get to know them for themselves. And it's just like with courtship. You know, we have to get to that point where we get down to the nitty-gritty. We go meet whoever you're in a courtship with. You have to meet their family, you know, because we said once before back in the days, in order for a young man to take a young lady out, you have to come to the house and meet your parents. Nowadays, you can just pull up in the driveway and blow the horn. She runs out or he runs out. Boom, they gone. But, you know, back in the days, you have to come to the house to meet the parents, and the parents meet each other. Because a couple of months ago, I seen this young guy, and it was amazing that this is still around, that parents teach their kids the proper way of going to someone's house. You know, usually you would think the young man would have his pants hanging down, but he was nicely neat, nice haircut. He got out his little sister, made sure he was looking right, and he made sure he was right, and he knocked on the door. Her dad came to the door. He shook her dad's hand, and they start talking. But standing behind him was his dad. So her dad came out, and they were just sitting out there talking like they've been knowing each other for years. And to see that in today's society, in this day and time, that was an awe to me. You know, because back in the days, that's what we had to do. You won't go come to my house and pick my daughter up and not come speak to me. Or she won't go leave the house, period. You know, and I don't think we know that we had got away from it. And because what if something happened? Or, you know, Lord forbid nothing don't happen. But in these days, we don't know who our kids associating with. We don't know what they go through. We don't know what's going on in their household. So we should be understanding parents and teach them the right way about relationships, you know, even with courtships. Because there are, you know, in order to, like I said earlier, in order to have a relationship, you have to have a relationship with Jesus first. That should be your foremost first relationship before you even think about getting with a woman or being with a man. Have a relationship with Jesus first. Build your spiritual side up. Step out of the way so Jesus can come in, the Holy Spirit can come in. Because we all know we all done made some mistakes. But here on the barbershop, we don't judge nobody. We don't beat you down. What we do is we like to show love, compassion, and support. So, again, if you have anything to say, feel free to press 1. Everybody on social media, 657-383-1505. Again, what is your definition of courtship? What do you think, or your definition about soul ties and unequally yoked? I mean, because we all know we don't talk about these things these days in the church. We don't. And I think we should. This is an opportunity for us as grown people to talk about these things so we can help our kids understand, our grandkids understand. But like I said, when I seen that young man do that, that was a blessing. Because I don't know too many young men go to women's houses these days, young girls' houses, and meet their parents. Like I said, how would you feel if you have a daughter and a boy comes to the house and blow the horn? You going to let her go out the house without knowing who he is and who is, like the old folks said, who your folks is? Who your people? No. These days, you got to be tough. So, again, what is your definition of courtship? What you feel, how you feel in definition about soul ties, how you feel about equally yoked, and your definition about equally yoked. Because we got a lot of notes. We got a lot of people calling in. So me and Pastor Jay encourage your guys to talk to us. Don't be afraid to talk to us, because this is the time that we can get it all out. But like I said, majority of the churches don't teach about soul ties and being unequally yoked and don't teach about courtship. And you don't get to express yourself how you feel about these things, because we know you got too many cliques in the church, this goes on in the church. But this is an opportunity for you guys to talk to us. You know, because I believe in courtship. I think we should go back. Well, my daughter's grown now, but I have to know who she's dating. And I've done it several times. I done ran plenty of them off. You know, I'm just being a dad, you know, because you want best for your daughter. You want best for your son. And, you know, I don't need no riffraffs coming around, because I've been young. I've been a young boy. And me and Pastor Jay know he got girls, too. But that's his all. He got all girls. So I can just imagine when he goes through with all them, you know, I just have one. So for him to have two, that they, you know, in that age where they can date, you know, you'd be like Martin and Will Smith on Bad Boys. Hey, I want my daughter home at 10:59. You know, scam half to death. But, you know, that's what fathers do. Especially if we love our girls, we're going to protect them, because we know we've been that age before. We know what the young boys want. They talk that smooth game. So it's just like when my daughter, when guys come with that game, I'm like, oh, Lord, here he come. I already know what he wants. And I had one young guy come at me like he was the parent and I was a child. And I thank Brother Tony for being there, because he saved that little boy. Lord, forgive me, y'all. This is reality. We have to protect our kids. It's still about courtship, soul ties, unequal yoke. Everything we're talking about is going to intertwine with each other. So, again, we encourage you guys to have a relationship with God. Have a courtship with Jesus. Have that courtship with him. Move out the way. Like Pastor Jay always say, we're afraid to deny ourselves. You have to deny yourself so the Holy Spirit can come in and help you in all areas of your life. And, you know, we talked about soul ties. They are real. Equally, we got to be careful who we link ourselves up with. We have to. Now, even if in the natural, well, like I said, our parents told, you know, who was that? I want to know who that is you hanging around with, what they be doing. You know, you don't want to keep hanging around with people who don't want to go anywhere in life. We already know you have to put yourself around positive people who want to go somewhere. It's the same way in your spiritual life. You want to be with somebody that's on that same level as you. You both can grow together, seek Jesus together, worship together, pray together. You know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, again, I'm just dabbling. Pastor Jay, you got to say, because you know I keep right on talking this whole hour left.
Well, it all boils down to us being men, being daddies, teaching our daughters how not to lay down with anybody, because mm-hmm. that's where it begins, when they lay down with people that they're unequally yoked with. And that uh-huh. spirit, that's it, that young man is transferred through into that young woman through sexual intercourse. That's why missionary position is very dangerous, because once the man, the young boy, whoever he is, interject himself into the young lady, the spirit goes from him and leads through her and comes and flows through her and come back through the eyes. See, the eyes are one of the gateway to the soul. And as uh-huh. he's staring in her eyes and she's staring into his, and they have an intercourse, that spirit is leaving him and going into her. And that spirit stays in her and manipulate and control her. That's why it's very important that we teach our daughters some substance and some self-respect on not to lay down with any man or boy until they get married, because that's a very dangerous thing. That's why you have manipulation and all these things. And it come down to also a little bit what you were saying a while ago. Let me straighten that up a little bit. You gotta listen. See, that's the problem. If our parents, you know, if our parents, which we are parents now, tell us or we hear something about an individual, you gotta believe half of what you hear and half of what you mm-hmm. see, because if you hear that this young man is abusive and he done put his hands on several different women, but a young lady, our daughters are getting manipulated with the kind side and not want to listen, because they think they can change him, or he think he can change mm-hmm. her. And you can't change an individual. An individual got to want to change in order to change. So they end up hooking themselves up with these guys, and they done heard these things, but they choose not to believe these things and get caught up, and then they end up having sexual intercourse, and the soul tie is in him. And then once he feel like that he done baited and hooked her and got, then the true him come out. Then he start, first and foremost, start abusing her verbally. Then it turn her down, doing different things and making her feel less than what she is. And then it steps to the next level. He start putting her hands on her, controlling her, and doing all these things, and to the point where she can't get out because the soul tie got her there. She want to leave. And then if she do leave, then because the soul tie is so strong, because she think it's love, and it's not love, It's just a soul tie. It's infatuation. And then soon as she hear, like I said a little while ago, soon as she hear from him or see him, and he whisper that little sweet nothing in her ear, the next thing you know, she gone back. And it happened several times over before that she decided to come out of the situation where she gets sick and tired. As I say again, change got to come when an individual accept change and want to change. That same thing with the female. In order for her to come out of that situation, she got to change. She got to be sick and tired of being abused and going through these situations in order for her to come out. So it's very dangerous. Soul ties is and being unequally yoked in the natural, because some folks don't come out of these situations. Some folks either contemplate suicide, kill themselves, or end up getting killed or going through these things. So that's why we as men, as dads, we gotta teach our daughters to, and we gotta teach our sons not to be manipulative. And not to lay down with any female as well, and by how we treat their mother. We got to teach them how to treat women by how we treat their mother. If we abuse it to their mother and talk to their mother in no sort of way, what kind of example we send for our son? That's a generational curse.
They're going to be the same way.
If I do it, he going to do it, and then his seed gonna do it, and so on and so on and so on. So that's why we gotta lift up a standard as being a God fearing man. We follow in Christ. We gotta lift up a standard, and we gotta be who Christ called us to be. We gotta be real men of Christ, and teach our children, teach our daughters, love our wives. Love thy neighbors. We gotta do all these things so that we can set an example for our children, so that these soul ties can be good soul ties.
Right. We got us a caller, Pastor Jay. Yeah.
Bring them on
in. We don't mean it could. Okay. 6747 6747. State your name, where you're calling from, and you are live on the Barber Shop.
Hi, my name is Phyllis, and I give honor to Deacon Chauncey and to Pastor Jay. And y'all bear with me a minute because I am very nervous in doing these types of forums. But I was listening to Pastor Jay, and a lot of everything he said was true. But I was thinking about the soul tie, and a lot of things that he said was also some of the things I was going to say. A soul tie, to me, it does not, and it may be with others, but to me, it doesn't even take place until after you have had sex with a person, because that is when, you know, the Bible speaks of that you're supposed to leave, you know, your mother and father and cleave to your wife. But if you're leaving and cleaving to the wrong person, then, you know, you're connected to them. I don't know if it's a lifetime or until God delivers you, but you're connected to that person. And then after a while, you know, and I don't want to be too raw here, but, you know, after a while, if the sex is good, I put it like that. If it's good to the person, then sometimes people will settle in being in relationships just for that. And it takes them to a place where they can't think straight. The person always on their mind, and like Pastor Jay was saying, they want to get out of the relationship, you know, because they know it's toxic. They know it's not good for them. And especially if you're a believer, you're not supposed to be in it anyway, but we all know we all fall short. But if you enter into it anyway, you know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So by whatever means necessary that the enemy needs or can do to steal from you, to steal your joy, to steal your walk with Christ, to kill you, to ultimately destroy you, to annihilate you, to cause you to get to the point where you feel like that you can never, ever serve God again. I mean, this type of toxic relationship is deadly. I remember I met a person one time on the job many, many years ago, and he was telling me, we became friends, and he was telling me how he would meet people. He said that he had sold himself to the devil, and so he can get any woman he wants. And he said, well, I'm going to get you. And I said, the devil is a lie. And so he began to tell me how he would go to the churches. And this is what any single woman that's listening, maybe some women out here doing this, I don't know. But he began to tell me that he would seek out, he would look at the single women in the church, and the ones that were praising God the most and dancing the most, those were the loneliest. I said, how you figure that? She said, because I look over, and he said, I watch and I study them. I'm like, that's like a snake. A snake takes all the time in the world until the perfect time to attack. And so he began to tell me, he said, yeah, he said, you know, and what I do is I watch them. He said, especially if they got children, they lonely. He said, you can tell. He said, and, you know, and I don't believe every woman is like this, but, you know, that's why you have to be careful about the people that come into your circle and come into your life. Why you need to be asking the questions, why are you here? Who sent you? What is your purpose? You know, so, but anyway, he said that he would watch these women, and his ultimate goal was to have sex with them and cause them to backslide. Then he was back on to the next person. And I said, how in the name of God can you do that? I mean, this was literally a person that was saying that to me. You know, he said, yeah, he said, that's what I do. And he said, but, you know, it's something different with you. I said, what you talking about? He said, well, God told me, he said, either I do right with you, he said, or he going to get me. Well, at the end of the day, yeah, he tried some stuff. And he ended up having a heart attack. He ended up having cancer, and almost died. And he called me back, and he said, after years, I mean, he said, Phyllis, he said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry how I treated you and this and da-da-da-da-da. You know, God told me to leave you alone, and I wouldn't. And I said, okay. And he told me that he had a conversation with the devil. And I said, you had a conversation with the devil about me? He was like, yeah. I said, well, I'm curious. What did the devil say? He said, the devil told me, he said, I don't understand why that bee ain't dead yet. I said, well, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I said, because God is keeping me. But my thing is that when you, soul ties are very, very, they're dangerous. They are deadly if you get locked into them. And I work with a company that deals with domestic violence in men and women, and I see it all the time. Where they get to the point where you, and it could be men or women, where they can sit there and they can degrade you and make you feel less than, and you could be the most beautiful person in this world, and they can make you feel like that you look like mud, make you feel like you can't make it without them, make you feel like you can't go without them. And I have been told, ain't nobody gonna want you if I ain't got you, you know. And I'm like, what? And that's my personal testimony. I went through some things, and I didn't think that I could ever get up again from it. And it was unfortunately, I was actually married. But I had to understand what was going on with this person. And it was some things that they were not delivered from that they brought in onto me. But the enemy would fight me each and every day. I mean, we would go to church, and this woman, she'd be up praising the Lord, and we'd get back home, and he would say, so-and-so butt show look good. I wish yours looked good whenever you dance like that. So it pushed me to a place where I never felt like I was deserving of love, that I felt like I would never be loved, that I wasn't even worthy of love. It put me to the point where I wondered even if God even ever could love me. I mean, so I'm telling you, it can be toxic, especially if you connect with the wrong person. If you connect with the wrong person, it can be deadly because, again, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't care who he uses. If it's something that you like, baby, be careful. Again, you better ask the question, why are you here? Who sent you? What's your purpose? Whenever they come suddenly, especially if you're praying for a mate, and I'm going to hurry up. But then you were talking about courtship. I remember growing up that my grandparents would always talk about court, and I never heard about dating. I never heard the word dating. And I think the word dating is more like a watered-down version of courtship. because the courting back then was so serious. Like, you know, I heard Pastor Jay and Deacon Odom saying that, you know, you couldn't just drive up and pick somebody up and drive off and not speak to the parents. That was just a no-no. You couldn't do it. They knew who the parents were. They said, who your people is. I mean, whenever you come up, they want to know all of your background. I mean, that's what they would say, who your people is, where you come from, you know. So, you know, and today dating, I think it's more like, I call it the buffet table. That's my definition. It's the buffet table where you go and you look and you sample this and you sample that and you sample this and you sample that. But courting is a little bit more serious because you see that one thing that you're interested in and you stick and you stay until you, and plus you're seeking God about, is this the right person for me? And it goes back again to the scripture that was given last week of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't rely on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I believe all of that is within courtship because you're seeking God and you're asking God, okay, Lord, is this the one that you would have for me to take? Now, in the courtship, women have to realize that we are not the one to go out and find no man. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. So the man has to know what he's looking for. First of all, I mean, the Bible says, he that findeth. It's just like if you have a pair of keys that you've lost. You're looking for nothing but your keys. You're not looking for no candy. You're not looking for no change you lost, maybe a $20. You are looking for your keys, a specific thing. So he that findeth a wife. So your wife is your specific thing. You got to know what kind of wife you want. So if you go and you look and all you're concerned about is look, and you get her and you can't cook, you don't blame God. Don't blame God. You got to know what you're looking for. And women, you got to wait. You got to wait. We got to wait until God sends that one. But then again, when they come, we got to seek God and we got to trust God and believe that this is the person by the Spirit, trying the Spirit, by the Spirit, to see whether it's of God and making sure it's not something the enemy has set up. So, okay, I'm going to
preach.
But
preach.
You put a word.
I just wanted to say that a little bit. But, I mean, we just have to be careful. You know, we really do. We have to be careful with especially these soul ties. And I'm saying I can do it with a man, but it can happen with a woman. A woman can come and do the same thing. You don't know what their assignment is. If you're not, my God, if you don't know what their assignment is when they come up in your life all of a sudden, especially if you pray and you say, God, send me this and send me that. You don't know. That's why I say you better find out. Like my granddaddy used to say, who your people is. You better find out why this person showed up in your life. And you know, you find yourself going and doing things when you know you ain't supposed to do. And you better hold on to your anointing. Because that's what the enemy is after. You're a man of God, or a woman of God. The enemy is trying to annihilate you by whatever means necessary. Whatever he can do to stop you, to cause you to give up, to cause you to not serve God. My God, you better question the people that come into your life. You better question it. Why are they
Preach.
Here?
Preach.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
I don't mean no harm. I was serious as that, Pastor Jay. This is the same person serious. Just hold on for a while. Wait a minute, because I'm nervous with George speaking like this on this call. And I'm leaving it. I told y'all, the Holy Spirit come in and do.
Let Spirit move you. Evangelist.
Yes, sir.
Evangelist, you there?
Yes, sir.
Evangelist?
I am.
To God be the glory. The Bible said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Once again, it said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. That's why the adversary tried to come against you, tried to kill, steal, and destroy your joy, because your calling is great in the Lord. God has much work for you to do. As we heard, when you move self out the way and let the spirit move through you and be led by it, the devil is mad. He's mad. Mm-hmm. And don't you worry. What God has for you is for you. He has everything worked out. Whatever you're going through, just keep doing what Proverbs 3:5-6 says. You keep trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, in spite of what it looked like. Lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and watch what he continue to do in your life. You are an awesome woman of God, and we appreciate you calling in and letting the Spirit use you. Because while you mm-hmm. was talking, the Lord was putting the same thing in my spirit. The Spirit, same thing. And I'm glad he used you to bring it out. I'm glad he did. So keep being obedient to the Holy Spirit. Keep being obedient mm-hmm. because people need to hear the word. They need to hear the word of God through the Holy Spirit. So I applaud you, woman of God, evangelist. I applaud you. Keep letting God use you.
Thank you.
We're gonna pick up a love offering. We're gonna get Elder Phillips a love offering, y'all. So I want everybody to come up to the altar. Pastor Jay, get that altar music, so we're gonna get her a love offering today.
Stop.
This is the same little woman. This is the same little woman just sitting right here saying, y'all hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. I ain't used to speaking like this.
I'm used to doing these little forums.
Yeah.
The Bible said, be willing, and he'll give you what to say within the hour. So
mm-hmm.
so all she had to do was be willing. The Holy Spirit did
mm-hmm.
the rest.
Yeah.
People don't understand how it works. They don't understand how they think you're supposed to prepare a sermon. No, you're supposed to read and study and be faithful and trust in the Lord. And let him, with all your
mm-hmm.
heart, lean out to your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him, that he will direct your path. When he direct your path, he's going to prepare you. He's going to give you what you need through the Holy Spirit to feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. That was awesome. That was awesome. That was fire.
Yeah, we're going to have her back again. Now she can't come up with it.
Yes.
She ain't used to doing no stuff like this. She doesn't let it carry out the bag now. So Elder Phillips, you might as well get ready to come on back and hang out with us.
I hope she stick around and let loose what the Holy Spirit give her to let loose.
Yeah. Elder Phillips, you still here?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Why all of a sudden you get quiet?
You're stirring it up.
You want to get quiet. No, ma'am. Uh-uh. Yeah, like this. I done told you this is how we do on a barbershop. You come in here being all quiet, all of a sudden, Pastor Jay went to play the organ. You didn't even hear it. You kept going. It seemed like every time you played the organ, you would get louder. It was coming hard and strong. Now all of a sudden, you want to sit back looking like a little church mouth. Now, sister, we ain't having that today.
Well.
But seriously, y'all, this is what we do on the barbershop. This is how we get down like this. You know, Elder Phillips, thank you. I was waiting and waiting when you were going to open your mouth and you finally came through. This is what we need. Because we don't know what someone is going through. And that word right there, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, stop reaching and grab it. I hope that was a word for somebody. And I'm telling you guys now, that word right there is stop, reach, and grab. We talk serious business. We have fun. We like to joke. But we all about love, compassion, and saving people's souls. You know, that's what we do here at the barbershop. You know, and Elder Phillips, thank you. That got me wide open because I know how you can go. And like I said, when Pastor Jay kept hitting that organ, it seemed like you just turned your level right on up. And I said, we got to get you a love offering. So that was the word there. And I appreciate it. And I thank you. And, you know, just like Pastor Jay said, he got a lot for you. You just got to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come through and do what you got to do. And we welcome you back. Anytime you want to come to the barbershop, you're more than welcome to come back and hang out with us. Because there's more in you to tell everyone. And I can tell y'all guys, that's half of it. She got a powerful testimony. Women should hear this young lady's powerful testimony. Again, we encourage you to come back and hang out with us. You don't have to talk, but we know you're there. But, you know, like Pastor Jay said, when the Holy Spirit comes to you, step out the way. You already know what to do. Again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because when I sat there listening to you before, I was like, yo, she gone. Here you go. She ready to get into it. But you it's in you. Again, you know, here at the barbershop, we welcome you. You just come back anytime you feel like it. Even when we're here to do latest night out, I encourage you to come and tell your testimony, because it's going to be some women that's going to need to hear that powerful testimony that you got in that little frame of yours. I'm going to tell you guys, she was probably about 5'2". But she comes, you heard what she was just saying, she comes strong, but you need to hear her testimony, and it will bless somebody's soul. So when we sit down and talk about when we're going to do our first ladies night, go ahead, Pastor Joe.
I want to interject on something, what's put in my spirit we need to talk about, and she touched on it. What she said, the Bible said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. I just want to touch on that just a little bit, if I may.
Go ahead.
First and foremost, and it all go back to our scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord all your heart. If you're going to trust in the Lord all your heart, like she was saying, why not trust him and let him give you who he wants you to have? Instead of you going out here doing what you putting yourself up with, who you want to hook yourself up with. That's how you end up with unequally yoked individuals in your life, because we're supposed to be led by the Spirit. We're supposed to be adjoined by the Spirit. And that's how you can be equally yoked. But what people need to understand is your first relationship should be with Christ, first and foremost. And through that relationship with him, then he'll give you what you need on how to be a husband, how to be a boyfriend, how to be a fiance, because you know it's different levels when it comes down to dating. But first and foremost, you when you pray and ask God who to give you, because he give us the desire of our heart, so you got to be very careful with what you ask for and who you ask for. If you want, you can't just ask for a wife. Because that's what it gives you, a wife. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You got to ask for a wife first and foremost that's led by the Holy Spirit that loves Christ first. If you want a woman, a working woman, or you want to stay home, or whatever it is, you got to be specific on what you asking and praying for. And what you asking and praying for, you got to understand that she asking and praying for what she need in a man. When she asking God. So what you got to do is what you asking and praying for, you got to make sure you that person yourself. You can't ask for a woman that's loved God first and you don't love him first yourself. You hear what I'm saying? You gotta prepare yourself. If you want a wife, Lord, send me a wife that can cook. Okay, well, Lord, have mercy. You need to know how to cook. Lord, send me a wife that can clean. You first need to know how to clean. Everything that you're praying and asking for, you need to know how to do yourself. Because when a man finds a wife, that wife is a helpmate. What is a helpmate? A person that what? Helps. Help what? Help me do what I need to do to help edify, make me greater, make me better. I need to first and foremost know how to do these things before I go out here and find a wife to come in to help me do these things. Because if you can't do these things, you can't cook. You going out here, you asking for a wife to cook. If she gets sick, who going to cook?
Amen.
Nobody. You got to go hang out. So what you got to do is you got to be able to be these things, because a woman is a help. A wife is a helpmate. She is to come to help for whatever you need her to help you in. But if you ain't doing nothing, how can she help you through something? Because you ain't doing nothing. If you ain't productive in nothing, then what you going to draw? That same spirit, something that's unproductive. So therefore, what you asking for, you got to prepare yourself. You got to pray and make sure that you where you need to be. So when, especially as being a woman, you know if you're a woman or man, the way the Bible, look, I ain't saying the Bible, but you know what they say, the way to a man's heart is what? Through his stomach. So therefore, you want to win that man over, you got to be able to cook. You got to be able to, not to put a meal in the microwave. You got to be able to cook. You got to be able to have family values. You got to be able to be a housewife if need be. You got to learn how to be a lover, and first and foremost, you got to have Christ in your heart and leading you, so He can teach you how to be what you need to be, how to love.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Because the woman brings the emotion into the relationship, whether the ladies realize it or not, the ladies are the backbone to the relationship because they bring the emotions. A man is just a man. When a man leave his mother and father, go out and find his own way, then he don't know nothing. He ain't got nobody to fuss with. He ain't got nobody to argue with. All he know how to do is go out here and make provision, build, protect, do whatever these things that he know how to do as a man. But until when he find that woman, he bring that woman into his life, then the woman has the emotions. She come in, because women are emotional creatures. We know that at least once a month. We know that they are. And so if she bring that love and bring that kindness to bring all that thing out in that man, and that's what make that man fall in love with that woman, because she bringing all the attributes of love into that relationship. She treating him the way that he, similar to where his mama used to treat, but on a different level, because she do things that mama don't do, and it wins the man heart over. Well, I love this, but I can't live without. I can't. I got to pick up the phone. What you doing? Fall asleep with the phone on. You sleep at all? You sleep. You know how we done these things. Been in relationships. I mean, these things that women do to show the love, because women has the emotional part, and that's the love part that they bring. A woman teaches a man how to love her. She teaches him. A man, he ain't thinking about no love. He's thinking about something else. But that woman, she teaches him. She brings the love. And also, with the love she brings, she also brings the animosity, the fussing, the arguing, all these things into relationship as well. Because one person ain't going to argue by themselves. So if the woman, she come in and she handle things differently in a relationship, the man come in and got a hard day at work and he fussing like we do, he fussing, don't fuss back. You know that man, he done went through something out there. What you do is show him love. Look, baby, everything going to be all right. If he lose his job, baby, everything going to be all right. Just lift him up. What a woman can do to a man. She can make a good man a greater man. She can enhance him. She can lift him up, and that's what a wife's supposed to do for a husband. She's supposed to keep a husband on a pedestal, as well as a husband supposed to keep a wife on a pedestal. When a man going through, then a woman's supposed to uplift him and encourage him, because at the end of the day, we as men, especially married men, we go out here and we provide and we do all these things for what? So that we can see the smile on our wives' face. I go out here and bust my half heart every day. Chelsea, you know it. And my money go right into our account for my wife to handle it. Why? Because I want her to see it. Look, babe, I even take a picture of my check stub, because I got direct deposit. Look at that, baby. Just so she can, for her response. Just for her response. And I tell her, look, pay everything, do what you need, do with the kids, whatever, it don't matter. Long, I got a little something in there to get me back and forth to work and pick me some of the snack on and eat on for lunch or whatever. Okay, I'm good. I do that because I love my wife for the gratification of her seeing that she married the right man, and just for her to just, thank you, baby, pat me on my back.
Amen.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, this has been a good show today. Pastor Jay, you ain't gone, are you? Oh, God, I tell you, boy, the devil, like Elder Phil said, the devil did. Uh-oh, we got us another caller. Let's see what 8894. Caller, you on the air. Air.
Hold on. Caller,
you on the air.
Deacon Chauncey.
Yeah.
Deacon Chauncey. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Pastor Jay, Pastor Jerome. This is Pastor. This is bro. This is bro Thorpe speaking. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, listening in today. I had an opportunity to listen in, and I can say amen, amen, amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen.
I was listening to Soul Ties as one of my. That's something I'm writing a book about Soul Ties, and it's a deep subject. And the sister hit on it when she hit about the a woman trying to find a husband. That's out of order. That's so out of order. The Bible does say a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. So a man got to find you. But the way a lot of times these soul ties get started is because we got to have an understanding that sex was made for married people anyway. That was the way. That's the way. You know, when you get married, you become the two become one. So you become one. And that's the way you become one about sex, because you take an instance, you get married and you never had sex. You don't get a divorce, you get an annulment. The marriage, they say you never came together as one. So a lot of times, and then sometimes you come across people, they got several personalities, so they don't lay with so many people, they don't got all these souls attached to them. So you got to have an understanding about that. It's such a deep subject, and to hear today, I really enjoy it. A lot of times I sit and I just listen. I just listened to her with said, but I have really enjoyed the day.
Thank you, and we appreciate you calling in.
Westry,
you know,
what's going on, pal?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine,
doing
pal.
Right?
How about you?
I'm doing good,
man. We miss y'all too.
Yeah, absolutely. How's your wife?
Oh, she's great. She's doing good.
What?
We all doing
good.
I was sitting back. I listen every week when I get a chance to, and I was listening. I was telling Deacon Chauncey, amen, amen, amen to everything you said, and I had to get my shout on. It was just like I was in church. it was the soul ties is a subject a lot of times you don't hear about in church. And it was just amazing. And to hear what the sister said, then you said you was in your spirit. It was in my spirit too. And I was like, Amen. That's a good show.
Absolutely.
Y'all keep allowing the Lord to use you the way you do.
Well, you know me, won't stop, can't stop.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Look, anytime you feel led, chime in now.
Well, sometimes I just listen. Now, sometimes you just got to listen and to the Lord move you to say something. You know, even though I'm not in the house, I still use that foundation scripture of lean not to your own understanding and all your ways of knowledge him and he'll direct your path. Oh, that's my scripture. I was going through at work the other day and I was getting depressed. And I walked up on one of the floors, and one of the patients said, "What's going on, Thorpe?" I said, "Man, I got a lot going on." That patient told me, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways and knowledge, him, he'll direct your path." I said, "Lord, have mercy." I said, he picked up right up on it. And then my wife had went to Bible study. She called me and told me, "Well, Pastor gave me a word to give you. She told me to tell you, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways and knowledge him, he'll direct your path." I said, "There you go again." I said, that's confirmation. So that's my scripture I live off of.
Amen.
And then you
Amen.
Got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny.
That's so true.
Well, I just called in and said, "Good job, amen, amen." I won't go top the line. I was getting spiritually fed again, and it was on point.
Well, we thank
y'all
for calling in. Hey, that's all we know how to do is bring it. And we, you know, you
Amen.
Already know we don't bite our tongue, we don't sugarcoat nothing, and we just give it to you real and raw. You know, if we step on your toe all day, I could tell you to say out. You know, that's all I'm gonna tell you. You know,
well,
like I said, we keep it real.
Because,
well, like I said, the things that, you know, I thank God for giving me this assignment, because I ran from this. I didn't want to do this. And last month made 4 years, off and on, off and on, off and on. But towards the end of 2018, that's when God started dealing with me with talking about relationships. And ever since the Spirit gave me that, it just seemed like the barbershop is gone and gone and gone and gone. Then all of a sudden, you know, me and my road dog got back together again, because Pastor Jay been with me since 2015 when I first started doing the barbershop. Never left my side with doing this. Always encouraged me to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, to keep going. Some days but he always said, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Then, like I said, almost at the end of 2018, that's when the Holy Spirit started dealing with me about relationships. And ever since then, the barbershop is growing, it's growing, it's growing. We have people in Maryland, we have people all over, you know, call, text me, thank you. I got convicted, but thank you. Whenever y'all get situated in North Carolina, give me the address to the church, because I'm coming. I want to see this in real life. I want to see this. I want to feel the anointing in the house with other people that's anointed. So like I said, even if we even touch one person, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. And today to hear my friend, a dear friend of mine, Elder Phyllis, come in, tell a little part of her testimony. I'm trying to tell you, ladies, if y'all out there listening on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the first night we do Ladies Night Out, I pray that she let the Holy Spirit come and tell her testimony. Because I'm trying to tell you, this little 5'2" thing is a powerful woman of God. And she fits right on in today. She came and told me, I don't know how to do it, but when the Holy Spirit took over, she got out the way. Lord have mercy. She brought some fire today. So I encourage women to tell your testimony. Don't be afraid to tell your testimony, because it's a woman out there that's going through, even with the men. Because, you know, me and Pastor Jay, we tell our testimony. I don't have no problem telling my testimony. Pastor Jay told me, you're a crybaby. I said, I keep right on crying, telling my testimony. We call it what they want. Yeah, I'm a crybaby. I ain't afraid of me either. Well, Pastor Jay got on me that morning when I came back to work. Oh, you cry, huh? Yeah, I know. He said, me and dude cry. I said, I know. I'm one of them. I'm still ready to tell your face. I'm
well,
a cry, baby.
I ain't ashamed. I'm one of them, too. So I ain't ashamed. I'm one of them, too.
Yeah. So
we got another caller,
Pastor Jay. Hold on. Stay with us. We got us another caller. 719-5-7195. Caller, you're on the air. All right, hold on, coming. Enemy don't want these words, this powerful word to come out. He's trying to slow us up. The caller with your number 7195. Just hold on, we're gonna get to you. Don't go nowhere. We still got 20 minutes. But again, I encourage you guys. This is what I'm talking about when we interact, when me and Pastor Jay get together. You never know who the Holy Spirit is gonna use. Because me and Pastor Jay already know the Holy Spirit going to use us. We done came in, the Holy Spirit done showed out with me and him. And I thank Elder Phyllis for letting the Holy Spirit use her today. But like I said, that was a powerful word. And I thank you. And we the doors are open whenever you want to come back and hang out with us again. You know, you already know you're welcome. You know, you've been here a couple of times before. So, you know, to the ones that's new to this, the ones on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, this is what I'm talking about when we interact with each other. See how deep we can go. See how good the conversation can get. You don't know who the Holy Spirit is going to use, what word he going to bring from that person. So, you know, again, I just encourage you guys to tell your testimony, to love on somebody. When the Holy Spirit leads somebody on your heart, your mind, call them and see how they're doing. Again, because we don't know what someone is going through. Y'all just don't know. This show, I'm excited because this show was awesome.
It was.
This show,
it was
really awesome. I mean, whenever the Holy Spirit come in, this is what happens. These are the things, you know, we say, it's not being taught in church, not being spoken about in church. But I thank the Holy Spirit for giving us a platform that will, this is where we can open up and tell. Because this can reach all over. But like I said, we on Twitter, we on Facebook, Instagram, a lot of more social media that I deal with that we on. We don't know what someone is going through. I encourage you guys to tell your testimony. I encourage you guys to just love on somebody. Tell them that you love them. You know, cause, I mean, Christ did that with us. 7195, you on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, good evening.
Yes. Oh,
good evening.
Good evening. Man, you better say something.
Yeah, forgive me. I'm like that boy Willie Moore Jr. say. Just sitting back listening here, done got all up in my shana now. done got all up in my shana now on a Sunday. But yeah. After listening to what I listened to, all I want to know is, can I open the doors to the church now? Is there anybody in the house that's in a backseat position that may need special prayer? We are here for you. We are here for you today.
Dig it up.
How's everybody doing? Pastor Jay, how you doing, sir?
All right, you better cut your mess out.
Yes, sir. Trying to get all up in a brother's shine today. Yes, sir. But, yeah, I just want to say once again, this is Deacon Dunston from that little beautiful town of Ghana. Had to step in. Hadn't been able to get on in a while between work and just, matter of fact, last weekend I wanted to get on. I had all intentions on getting on, but it's funny because, like you said, you know, the sign of a willing worker for God is when God calls for you to help. You know, you got to realize just like he was the Savior, he was also a servant also, and you know. My time came to be a servant right when I had plans on getting online, well, getting on and listening last week. But I still say that God is still in blessing business with me. But I just wanted to touch on that basis that you were saying about that courtship and speaking of how, you know, we have to be as men. And I applaud you, Pastor Jay, for the comment that you made. I applaud the sister for her powerful words. I applaud her for her powerful words. That was, you came on. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that was your first time. I don't believe it. You done been speaking somewhere. I'm waiting to find out where your initial sermon at, woman. You hear me now? You got an initial sermon coming. I don't know where it's going to be, but I want to be in the house. I want to be in that number. But yeah, what I want to say, though, is that, like you were stating earlier, and I have to say that I know because when I was not thinking the way God has blessed me and allowed me to think, when I was thinking as a boy and not as a man, I can say, you know, like you said before, I have the same approach, but I believe a little bit of a different approach is in the fact that It all starts at the head. It all starts at the head. And that means the head of everything. When I say the head of everything, you got to understand. Now, we've been led by a wise father. We've been led and governed by a wise father. But what has happened is modern times, media, subliminal messages, false propaganda, and just the way the world is now and how we're living, we've lost that touch. We lost that touch of, like you said, about men showing young men how to treat a woman, how to treat not just a woman, but how to treat his fellow peer females, other females his age. You know, we don't understand that. And what happens is a lot of these youth today, they look and see what they see on TV and on social media as what to guide them, instead of knowing that done properly, their parents are supposed to guide them and lead them. But the parents got to be guided and led by God. And see, that's where I think, once again, that snowball effect happens. We have to understand, you know, like you said, how often do we see, and let's just be honest now, how often do we see grown men, wherever they act out in public, if they are getting in a vehicle, going in a building? I'm not just going to say going in a building, because, yeah, you see that, you do see that commonly. But let's just say, in simple terms, they go somewhere and park. I call it once, I call it twice. How dare that man let that woman get out the car first? She shouldn't open her door. That man is supposed to be the man to get out of his vehicle, walk around, and open the door for that woman. Because you have to understand something. Your vehicle travels you into several different conditions. Your vehicle, and I'm speaking as man of God, as well as truck driver, as well as one that know the conditions of the road, but not just conditions of the road, but conditions of wherever your vehicle might take you. Because wherever your vehicle might take you, when you get out of your vehicle, you might get out in a hostile situation. Would you want your woman, your wife, your girlfriend to get out in that situation first? No, you're supposed to be the man. You're supposed to get out first to protect. You're supposed to get out to first observe, survey, and protect the scene around. In other words, if that woman is your woman, that woman is your queen. Last time I checked, we need to take note from the bees, okay? We need to take note from the bees. You look at a nest of bees. That queen is protected. That queen bee is protected by all means. It may be 5,000 worker bees taking care of that one queen bee. Why? Because she's the queen. She's the queen. She's supposed to be taken care of. And that's where we got to remember as men that we have to stop and realize that, hey, don't think about self. Think about that woman first, because you got to realize something. The same way that we deny ourselves to see God, we have to understand something. In order to find a spouse, we got to love ourselves first. We got to love God first. We got to love Christ first and foremost. But then we have to love ourselves, because you can't love nobody else until you love Christ and yourself first and second. Because how can you love somebody else, or how do you feel that you got a supply of love in you to give to somebody else if you ain't even tapped into the supply of love that's within yourself? You know, you think about it. If you got one fire hydrant on your street and it's taking care of 7,000 homes, how much water do you think that fire hydrant can bring out? It can't bring out so much, right? Once it brings off so much, it's capped. That means it's weak again. It's weak. It don't have enough to supply for those homes. So in other words, you gotta know what you have in you. And then what you feel like that you're lacking or that you don't have in you, that's when you seek him for more. You seek him for more. You seek him for the better. That's what I love about him. We can seek him at all times for more. And he has it. He has it for us. But I ain't going to get into it. I just want to tell y'all, hey, brother, you know me. You know the job I do. You know, I'm busy a lot, but I try my best to come on when I can. And I was blessed this Sunday to be able to have a moment to come on and send you a shout. Show y'all some love. All right?
I appreciate that, yo. It was I think to all the ones that called in, even the ones that's listening, but to the ones who called in, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, this has been an awesome show. Yeah.
Is the young lady still on the air?
Yeah, she done got quiet.
She
there.
I want to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Hello. You want to go ahead and release what's on your spirit right now? Go ahead.
Yeah, because you got about 8 minutes. The way you would come, you can do it.
Well, I really don't have anything else other than just say to God be the glory. And, you know, I honor you, Vika Chauncey, and I honor you, Pastor Jay. And I just thank God. I mean, I guess the last thing I would like to say is, you know, the Bible says that we are to guard our hearts. And so even with seeking mates and all of that, you know, it says within it is the issues of life. So we are to guard ourselves and be careful not to, you know, easily give our heart to someone, especially if it's not the one that God has for us, you know. And I do believe, I say it publicly, I'm believing God for the man of God for my life. I'm believing God, trusting God. But, I mean, there's just so much that, you know, that could be said. I just want to, you know, encourage, you know, each one to just hold on, you know, to God and to trust God. Because even in this specific time, you know, I heard, I think I told Deacon Chauncey, I heard God say to me that recess was over. And so, and that right there did something to me. Because, you know, all of us, you know, we have been going and, you know, not all of us, but the majority have been going and doing certain things and whatever. But, you know, the thing that God is saying now is, you know, we are to turn back to him wholeheartedly, doing our first works over wholeheartedly. And a lot of us, you know, we're expecting God to do all these things like we're pimping him and not trusting him for who he is. You know, we want to give God a part of us and expect him to give him all of him. But we got to give him everything. We got to surrender everything. You know, going back to trusting him with all of our hearts and all of our minds and leaning not to our own understanding. We got to be able to trust him, become vulnerable to God. Become vulnerable to him. Become vulnerable to God. And allowing him to do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary to take us to the place where he wants us to be. We can't do it on our own. But if we acknowledge him, if we become vulnerable to his spirit and allow him to take over our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and our souls, then we'll become well-pleasing to him and we can do the work that he's called us to do. And he'll send, he'll send them to us, but we got to become vulnerable to God. We got to become vulnerable to him. And our flesh don't want to be vulnerable to anything because we don't know what the outcome is going to be. But if we trust in the Lord, if we trust in him and not lean to what we think, everything that we think could be wrong, hallelujah, but if we just trust him
glory to God. Y'all
yes.
need to leave me alone. Lord have mercy. I'm the best.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Evangelist.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I like
sir.
How you say. Well, I like you. I like how you say. Well, I really don't have nothing to say. The Holy Spirit. That's why the Spirit told me. The Spirit told me to tell you release that word. Release it. Release it. Thank you for being obedient and releasing it because it ain't what you have to say. It's what the Holy Spirit is leading you to say. So to God be the glory.
Keep
letting him choose you. Keep letting him use
Amen.
You.
Amen.
To
God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all leave. Y'all leave me alone. Y'all leave me alone. Don't go putting it on us. For that same, I don't need no harm. But y'all, well, she got up here. She told, I don't know if I could. Y'all just be patient with me. And I'm just new to speaking on forums like this. Jeff, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You already been speaking, bro. You late.
I've no shit here. I can tell
you late,
bro.
Yeah, she don't preach plenty of places, bro. You late.
I know she here.
Hey,
I can tell.
Hey, look. Hey, let me say something right quick before we get out the air. The word says, where two or three come together and agree in his name,
yes,
he's
sir.
In the midst.
Yes, sir.
So you got to understand what's going on up in here. You got to understand what's going on. Where two or three come together and agree in his name, he's
something
in the midst.
Yes, sir.
Something got to happen.
Yeah.
Something got to happen.
Something got to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said faith come by hearing. Come by hearing. It don't come by reading. Don't come by studying. Come by hearing. So the Bible also says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand what is going on in this show today. The Holy Spirit is moving because Christ's word has to reach all corners of the nation before he come back. Not a word. His word through the Holy Spirit has to reach all the nations,
yes,
all
sir.
Corner of the world before he come back. So he doing what he doing. He raising up his end time prophets, his ministers, his pastors, his evangelists, his prophets, his teachers. He doing all these things. He doing all these things, raising them up, bringing them all together because we draw by
yes,
the Spirit.
Sir.
We draw by the Spirit. We live by the Spirit. We come together by
yes,
the Spirit. So trust. We might go ahead and end up adding some more minutes to the show because it's going to grow. It's going to take off. It's just the beginning. So look
out.
Next week
we can do 2 hours. You know, I don't have a problem going 2 hours.
Hey, Pastor Jay. I just want to add one little sneer bit, like you said, to what you said. The same way you said about when two or three are in the midst. But I do want to add one more thing. And maybe this can go out to the brother that was on earlier. Like I said, I don't know what the situation is, but I'll just say, never underestimate the assembly of the saints. That's all I want to say. That's all I want to say about that. Never underestimate this. Put it this way. I know that we have our own little things going on in life, but never underestimate the assembly of the saints. And it ain't necessarily got to be inside the temple because the temple is within us. But just never underestimate the assembly of the saints because, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is witness. This is witness right here today. Hey, you can have church right now. Matter of fact, what do you say?
Yes, sir.
I was about to say next Sunday. This is
2 hours.
Next Sunday. What we gonna call it? Barbershop Baptist Church.
Remember? ain't no such thing. No Baptist Church.
I'm not fooling with y'all. I got 10 seconds left. Elder Phillips, Thank
holiness,
you. Come
holiness,
back and hang out with us next Sunday. We're going to have us a good time next weekend. I hope everybody have a blessed week. Enjoy your week. Holy Spirit, thank you for your anointing and your teaching. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, and be blessed. Enjoy your week. I love you guys. Peace.